Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want to just go through. We started out that whole set that lasted nearly an hour, minus the first track by the Waybacks. And we started out that set with The Lark in the Morning Plus from the group Moving Hearts, their last Carnet before they broke up. Donald Lunny's in there, Davey Spillane, and bunches of other folks. And then from there, we went back to the Waybacks, and we did the Monkey Pants, and then we did the Hesitation Blues, which was really cool the way they went in and out of the slow piece in that. Then back to Moving Hearts, and a tribute to Peter O'Donnell, the British writer, and then to John Kirkpatrick, and we played the three-speed plow, the Rand Hornpipe and a Half, and On Christmas, which were all written in very odd rhythms. You could never dance to any one of those. And then something about the hen. I can't remember the title. It's on the playlists, and the playlists will be posted so you can check it out probably by about Tuesday, and you can check out the playlists. The something hen, the cat and the hen, the something. Anyway, that part I couldn't remember. I wasn't paying attention to Uni, which I should do. And so there, and you know, playing those long tracks, it felt real good. Those really, really long tracks felt like being a classical music announcer. You know, you can just sit back and lay back for a long time. You play a Mahler symphony, and you might as well just go home and go to bed and come back and go to work after it's all done. Those things can run hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. Go take a nap, go and have a lunch at your favorite place and a little bit of your favorite beverage and come back, and nobody even knows you're gone, and it's already cool. It must be great to be a classical announcer. It must just be awesome. Instead of these little teeny folk songs that run up to maybe 11 minutes if I'm lucky. This next one's 8 minutes long. Okay, and the last one of the Moving Hearts that we're going to play. And this is John McBride's. And it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Moving Hearts. Here we go. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, John Kirkpatrick kicking it there in the English music, sort of in the Playford tradition with some kind of expansion and some things that he's done on this album. It's all accordion music and melodeons and concertinas, and they're all played by the great, great John Kirkpatrick, who had worked with Steel Ice Band and worked with the Albion Band, did a lot of solo and duet work with Martin Carthy, and has composed many, many great songs, choir pieces, actually, that he's composed. And he is one of the forerunners, one of the major promoters of English music and what that all entails, going way, way, way back into the early 70s. John Kirkpatrick. This album's called The Dance of the Demon Daffodils, and it's a pretty good little album. Already speaking of pretty good Celtic, though, and I guess it's sort of belated Pat's Day in a way. It's just working out that way. But Floating Crowbar. They're based out of this neck of the woods. Morgan Anderson and Don Thompson, Rick Rubin and James Hunter. And they are amazing. And they're even getting more amazing. And they travel and they go back to Ireland and they hang out and they listen and they learn rather than they'll play in the sessions and everything, but they really spend a lot of time paying attention to what they don't know so that they eventually do know it. And they're easily becoming not just a Celtic band that plays good music, they're becoming a knowledgeable Celtic band that plays good music. Alrighty, and they've been to Westport and they've been to all these different places and played in Matt Malloy's pub and everything. Floating Crowbar. And this is from their album, Two Nights in December.
A trooper lad come here, nicked were riding, he was weary. A trooper lad come here, nicked when the moon shone bright and clearly. When you lassie, I'll lie near ye yet. When you lassie, I'll lie near ye. I'll get all your ribbons real. In the morning, here I'll leave ye. She's ta'en his horse for the bridling rein. She's led it to the stable. She's ta'en the trooper by the hand, saying, soldier, are you able? When you lassie, I'll lie near ye yet. When you lassie, I'll lie near ye. I'll get all your ribbons real. In the morning, here I'll leave ye. I hadna been but an hour in bed, an hour but and a quarter, and the drums come soon through the tune, and ilka beat grew shorter. Bonny lassie, I'll lie near ye yet. Bonny lassie, I'll lie near ye. I'll get all your ribbons real. In the morning, here I'll leave ye. When will you come back again, my dear soldier laddie? When will you come back again and be your bairnie's daddy? Ah, had your tongue, my bonny lass, ne'er let this parting grieve ye. When cockle shells grow heather bells, well, I'll come back and see ye. Bonny lassie, I'll lie near ye yet. Bonny lassie, I'll lie near ye. I'll get all your ribbons real. In the morning, here I'll leave ye. She pulled her coat up out her head, and she followed him down through Stirling. But she grew so food that she couldn't eat boo, when he left her in Dunfermline. Bonny lassie, I'll lie near ye yet. Bonny lassie, I'll lie near ye. And I'll gar all your ribbons real. In the morning, here I'll leave ye. Peggy Gordon was here.
was lighted by thee. Why I am so slighted by thee. Why I am so slighted by thee.
was a lord lived in this town, who had a fair and lovely daughter. She was courted by a fine young man, who was a servant to her father. But when her parents came to know, they swore they'd drive him from the island. But this maid, she knew that her heart would break if she should part from young Matt Highland. Straightway unto his room she goes, into his room him to awaken, saying, "Arise and go, my own true love, this very night you will be taken. I overheard my father say, in spite of me, he would transport you. So arise and go, my own true love. I wish to God I'd gone before you. Ah, must I go?" he said to her. "Ah, must I go without my wages, with ne'er a penny in my purse, just like some poor forlorn stranger? Here's 50 guineas in bright gold, and that's far more than father owes you. So arise and go, my own true love. I wish to God I'd gone before you." They both sat down upon the bed, just side by side for one half hour, and not a word did either say, but down their cheeks the tears did shower. She laid her head all on his breast, as around his waist her arms entwined. "No lord or earl or duke I'll wed, I'll wait for you, my young Matt Highland." The lord discussed with his daughter dear, one night alone in her bedchamber, saying, "I'll give you leave to bring him back, since there are none your style above him." She wrote a letter then in haste, for him her heart was still entwined. She's brought him back to the church they went, and she's made a lord of young Matt Highland.
I want clear water from here to the horizon. I want some calm sea, for the journey still ahead. Fair weather as we head for the skyline, a clear sky in the morning and every sunset red. I want clear water as we sail out to bed. All I want to hear is the rain.
Let us be at ease now and know our true position,
like a compass to the star,
like a team hook to the plow.
And as for all the history, best it left unwritten, few would believe if we told all we have seen. Comedy and tragedy have come along. I want clear water for each new destination, and if the storm should break, we will take it in our stride. We rode out the tempest when the clouded stars were hidden, and the rising of the moon proved to be a fickle guide. And if we hear the timbers creak, we'll be give and take forces from outside. We know our craft is strong as long as we can speak without raising our voices. The music of the storm is in the garment of the song. At night upon the deck, I want to feel the salty spray, like warm tears on my face for the passing of the day. And I watch the wheeling star till the light breaks in the east. May the journey never end, let us be at peace. Scarred and battered, but who say we were wrong? The journey, not the goal, was the only thing that mattered.
While the wounds you thought had healed could still be opened by song.
I want clear water from here to the horizon. I want some calm sea when the journey still ahead. Sky in the morning and every sunset red.
Man stepped up, said I'd like to sing. He closed his eyes, voice did ring. His two short canes became his wings, and he soared above old Skibbereen.
What can't be seen lies beneath the ground. The sorrows lost cannot be found. Take a short rest before tears fall on the hungry grass.
million more left Ireland. The famine stole and stole again. Ancestors sailed on the crying wind. What can't be seen lies beneath the ground. Sorrows lost. Short rest before you pass. And may your tears fall on the hungry grass. May your tears fall on the hungry grass. What can't be seen lies beneath the ground. The sorrows lost cannot be found. And take a short rest before you pass. And may your tears fall on the hungry grass. May your tears fall on the hungry grass.
Bring me back my feathers, else I cannot fly. Bring me back my feathers, else I'll surely die. Bring me back my feathers, let me fly away to the warm lands over the sea. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, else I cannot live. Bring me back my sweetheart, anything I'd give. Bring me back my sweetheart, I'll kiss her wildly, and then I'll take her to my bed. Bring my sweetheart back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, bring her back to me. Bring me back my sweetheart, oh how happy I will be. Bring me back my tears, else I cannot cry. For look, I only sigh. Bring me back my tears, or dry my eyes will be, and I will only know of joy when you bring them back to me. Bring me back my tears, bring them back to me. Bring me back my tears, oh how happy I will be. Else I cannot tread. Bring me back my footsteps, or I may as well be dead. Bring me back my footsteps, or I never will be free. Never again to walk this land. Bring my footsteps back to me. Bring me back my footsteps, bring them back to me. Bring me back my footsteps, oh how happy I will be. Else I cannot fly. Bring me back my feathers, else I surely die. Bring me back my feathers, and I can fly away to the warm lands over the seas. Bring my feathers back to me. Bring me back my feathers, bring them back to me. Bring me back my feathers, oh how happy I will be. but the world keeps spinning round and I am weightless. I am weightless. Suspended animation, tied to the floor. Terrifying absence and an absence to be born. And I am losing all direction. And the world spins all the more, and I am weightless. And I am weightless against the mass of time, and I am breathless in the wreckage of her life. Bow down. Relatively moving and relatively still. Opposite emotion, gravity, free will. A small change in my direction. And the world is spinning still, and I am weightless.